questions, and you respond in a relaxed way any way you want. We're okay? All right. Well, the first question I have for you, the first series of questions, is about your younger life. And I'd like to ask you about your grandparents. Where did they grow up? Or do you remember them?
I remember my grandparents quite well. I just never thought to ask them where they grew up at. Okay. But okay. I know them. Oh, yes.
Okay.
My granddad, he was a brick mason around here.
Okay.
This town, he did a lot of brick work.
Okay.
And his sons, which was my uncles, Birdie, he also did brick work. And Dan, the youngest, and my Uncle Lem, he was my all-time favorite.
Okay.
I would go to Lem if any problems I had, okay, or anything I'd see, I'd get my Uncle Lem.
Even before your dad, maybe?
Yes, before my dad. Uh-huh. Because if, especially if trouble, uh-huh, I'll see my Uncle Lem.
Uh-huh. All right. Let me ask you, did any of them ever comment to you about the Civil War or slavery? Did they ever have anything to say about that? Did you, particularly grandparents?
No.
No? Okay.
My granddad was a, he seemed to stay busy all the time, and I loved to get out and play all the time. I was always away. I'd always go around to my grandparents' house if I wanted something to eat or something like that.
Uh-huh.
I could always go around there.
How did your grandparents earn a living, particularly your grandfathers? What did they do to earn a living?
Well, he was, as I say, he was a bricklayer.
Bricklayer, okay.
Yeah.
All right, okay. Yeah. For all of his life, I guess.
Yes, and he always had seemed to have work around here.
Okay, okay.
And Birdie, one of the uncles, he used to build the vaults out to the cemetery also.
Okay. Okay.
No.
That's interesting work. What kind of cherished memories do you have of your grandparents? What things do you really, really remember about them that's important to you?
Oh, it was, to me, going around to my grandmother's house was always good. It was always a lot of people there. And always, you know, it just was a fun place to be.
Fun place to be?
Okay. Yes.
Okay, all right.
She could work, you know.
Okay. Yeah, okay. What kind of work did she do?
My grandmother, I've never known her to do any work. She was
housewife.
Yeah, she was a housewife.
Yeah.
And she never, I've never known her to work anywhere.
Yeah. Okay. During the Civil War, this may be going back too far as your grandparents are concerned,
yeah,
but a lot of people left this part of Nassau County because the Union took over. Do you happen to know, did your grandparents, well, they never really talked to you about the Civil War, so you have no idea where they may have went. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How about their clothes? Did they make their clothes at home, or did they buy their clothes?
Oh, my grandpa, James Delaney, he always was a sharp dresser. He dressed good.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm sure he didn't.
Those were bought clothes.
They were bought clothes.
Yeah, okay, all right. Do you remember your grandparents ever talking about lynching, or back in the old days when a person was arrested, the government used to lease that person to companies to work? It was called convict leasing. Did you ever hear anything about lynching or convict leasing from those folks?
I've never heard about lynching around here in this area, but I've always heard that Yulee was a bad section for blacks to be in.
I see. They did have lynching in Yulee.
I don't know of anyone, but I've always heard it was a bad place not to be caught in.
Okay. What, can you help me with that? What was bad about it, or that just if you were over there, you could get arrested for maybe?
No, it was quite a few mean people in Yulee.
Okay.
I remember my grandmother on my mother's side. She used to catch the train out of Yulee. That's where you catch the train to go back to Boca Grande, where she was living at.
Okay.
And it was a little store there. And she stopped in the store to get a nickel or dime worth of cheese or something like that. And,
mm-hmm.
and the merchant put it up on the scale, and it was a little too much, so he bit off. She tell me that, and say you had the big tobacco rings on this cheese.
those are wonderful kinds of stories. So if you think of any more as we talk, that'd be great. Well, let's talk a little bit about your parents. Where did they come from, or did they?
My mother was born in Old Town.
Okay.
And my daddy, he was born right in town.
Okay. Yeah. So they didn't come from anywhere. They were right here.
They were right here. Yes.
Okay. What did they do for a living?
My daddy worked mostly to grocery stores, delivering groceries,
okay,
things like that.
Okay.
But he, in one time, he worked for the WPA.
Okay.
And but he always managed to have some kind
something
of little job.
To do,
something to do.
How about your mother? Did she just?
She did a lot of work for. She worked for as a maid, in private homes.
Okay.
And but nothing was steady.
Okay.
And she also did a lot of ironing for the CC Cap boys. Used to be here.
The CC Camp boys?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, CC Camp. Okay. Yeah, okay.
They had a camp here, and
okay,
she did, I think she had about 23 or 24 bundles of clothes for different CC boys.
Kept her busy.
Yeah, and I remember one time she delivered all these clothes to the CC Camp headquarters, the building on 10th. In Atlantic Avenue, two-story building there.
Okay, yeah.
She delivered all these clothes, and all the boys say, we'll pay you where we get paid, where we get paid, and she delivered them. And this commanding officer came in there and said, pay that woman now. Yeah. You got paid today or yesterday or something like that, and made them pay her right then. But they was fixing to leave.
And not pay her.
And he made them pay her.
Good for him. Yeah. How about black newspapers? Did you remember your parents ever reading black newspapers?
I used to take the Pittsburgh Courier.
From Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania?
It was the Pittsburgh Courier. That's
okay.
All I knew.
Okay. Okay.
And it was strictly a black newspaper.
Okay. Did you get it weekly or?
Weekly.
Weekly. Okay.
Yeah.
Did you have to go somewhere to buy it, or was it?
No, it would come here. It would be all over.
Okay. All right. Okay. Let's see. Did your parents have concerns about race relations and some of the things that were problems between blacks and whites? Did they?
Not really. Ron here, we had a pretty good relation.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to. All the kids used to meet in the ballpark, and we played ball every day.
Blacks and whites?
Blacks and whites.
That's
we picked the guy who was the best ball player.
Good for you.
Yeah, okay. That's the way we did that.
Okay, all right.
Some of my good friends around here now, what I played ball with, one I know in particular, used to work at the post office for years.
I think that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds as if this area was much better than some other parts of the
it
South.
It was. I can say that. It was.
Uh-huh. Did you hear a lot about problems in other parts of the South from your parents?
From the Pittsburgh Courier.
Yeah, you would read about the problems.
Yeah.
Okay. Did your mother and dad travel with you? Did you go places to visit, or did you go to Jacksonville or did you get out, you know, from here every once in a while?
I would go to Jacksonville.
With them or?
With my mother. She would take me over to Jacksonville because I had to go to Brewster Hospital.
Okay.
I had a problem with my foot.
Okay.
And she would carry me over to this Brewster Hospital. It used to be all black hospital.
Okay. Okay. What are your lasting memories of your mother and dad? What are the things that you remember much about them?
Well, I remember a lot of good times to my house. There'd always be plenty of food. We always had food to feed other people.
Okay.
Only time I would really get upset when I come home from school and we'd have something like collard greens, and I hated them. And I would just, because if you didn't eat what was there,
you didn't eat.
That was it.
Yeah.
So I'd always go around to my grandmother or something. But when I'd see collard greens, I'd collapse on the floor.
Okay. Now,
incidentally, now I love them.
No, you love them?
I love them.
When did that change happen?
About 20. No, I was about 16 or 15. I was delivering handbills or papers, delivering Ferndina papers or something like that. And I walked by this field on right in front of the cemetery on 8th Street there.
Yeah.
And this had a field right over there in that marsh, over in that muck. And it was collard greens in there, and looked like I wanted some of those more than anything I ever wanted in my life. And I got home and we had them that day, and I was eating them ever since.
How about that? How about church? Where did you go to church?
First Missionary Baptist
First Missionary?
Church.
Yeah. Okay, all right. Do you have anything you'd like to tell me about the church that you remember?
Oh, yeah, I still go there.
Still go there,
yeah,
okay.
Still a member of it.
Okay.
But Reverend Jenkins, he's the one baptized me back in there in the early 40s. And
when you were baptized, was that completely immersed?
Yeah. Oh yeah, they dunk you under these. But young girl used to play the piano there for our church. Oh, I used to just love to be around. I just loved to hear her play the piano. So I was even in the choir one time.
Oh, that's wonderful.
I guess just to be near me.
To hear her play,
yes.
And so forth, okay. How about your parents, did they talk about segregation at home? Quiet of your house?
When I was big enough to really take notice of things, I was never home.
I see.
They had a hard time keeping me home.
Uh-huh.
My mother would be telling me, "Don't you go out this yard," and I would turn around and walk backwards, and I'd be backing out all the time.
Did you get into mischief when you were a kid?
Yes, yes, yes. I was the only one in my family that really got into it, because my brother, he was more the, what my mother said, do that quiet type, you know, and he just did everything right, you know. I never wanted to go work on the same job with my brother, a little job, you know, making 25 or 30 cents or something like that, because he would bring all his to my mother. And I didn't want my mother to know how much I made.
So you wanted to have a little left for yourself.
Yes.
Huh? Okay. Did anyone in your family keep a diary?
No.
Okay.
No.
How about concerns about racial violence? Were you or your family concerned about racial violence?
I can't remember no
okay
violence
okay
around here. I can't remember.
It sounds like things were just kind of nice here.
It was quiet, sleepy town.
Okay. Yeah. Did you feel that the law protected you? Did you feel comfortable about the law?
Well, I always thought chief police, well, everybody liked him. I don't know because of his good looks or something. Chief Tom Menendez.
Hernandez.
Yes, he was chief police.
Was he black or was he?
He was white.
White, okay.
But I used to hear ladies say, oh, he's so good looking, I wouldn't mind him arresting me and things like that, you know.
Okay. Well, then you felt pretty comfortable about the law.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you ever remember your parents talking about Democrats versus Republicans? Do you know what they were? Were they...
First one, I collect political buttons now.
Uh-huh.
But the first button I've ever seen was Wilkie. Win with Wilkie.
Yeah, okay.
And that was the first one I ever seen.
Okay, so your family didn't say they were either Democrats or Republicans. They just, okay, as long as the law took care of them, the government took care of them. Could everybody in your family read, Jackie?
My mother could. My father. All of my father's people was educated people.
Okay.
My father's had two sisters were school teachers at one time.
Mm-hmm.
And one of his brothers was a school teacher.
Okay.
He taught me in the fifth grade.
Oh, isn't that wonderful? Brother. Yeah. Where did they get their education? Did they
went off to college.
Did they?
Yeah.
Did they graduate from college?
Yes.
Yeah, I think that's wonderful. Both your mother and your father?
No. My father or mother, okay. They didn't graduate.
Oh, I see.
My
brothers.
Brothers.
Okay.
My daddy's brothers.
Okay.
Brother.
Okay.
One of them. And two sisters.
Okay.
They graduate.
I see. Okay. Well, that's good. You grew up right here, I guess.
Yeah,
you lived here all the time. How big was your family?
I had one brother and two sisters.
One brother and two sisters. Okay. Are they still here? Are they still around?
No. My sister died. And my brother lived down in Arcadia, Florida.
Okay.
And my one sister's here.
Okay. All right. You talked a little bit about working when you were young. What kind of work did you do to earn money?
Anything to earn me movie fare.
Okay. Movie fare.
Yes, I would do that. Anything. Deliver handbills, deliver papers, and we'd go out on Saturday morning early and look for scrap iron so we could sell it to the junk man.
Okay.
Anything. Or we rake someone's yard or harvest, shell the pecan, pick up pecans for them or whatever.
Okay.
It took.
All right. Now you mentioned to earn money for the movies. You went to the movies here.
Oh, yes.
There was a movie house there.
Yes, it was one old rich theater. Used to be up in between 2nd and 3rd Street, the first one I've been to.
Was that totally a black movie or?
No. A black set upstairs, whites downstairs.
Downstairs.
Yeah.
Did that ever cause any problems?
No, everybody was glad to see a movie or something, entertainment
okay,
or something like that.
All right, okay. Mm-hmm. Now, where did you go to school?
Peck High.
Peck High?
Yeah.
Okay. And when did you graduate from Peck High?
I didn't graduate. I went to service.
Okay. Well, tell me a little bit about how long were you in the service?
I was in 2 years.
2 years?
Yeah.
Navy? Army?
Army.
Army?
Yeah.
Did you go overseas?
Oh, yeah.
Did you see combat?
I was near combat.
Okay. Okay.
I went over Europe, all over Europe.
I see.
Because we were in a moving outfit, you know.
Okay.
We set something up, and the next morning, early, our CO waking us up, telling us, all right, let's move it out. And we're going.
Okay. Was the Army segregated?
Yes.
It was segregated.
Yeah.
You had your own quarters and so forth.
Yeah.
Were there problems?
We had all black outfit, but we had white officers.
Okay.
And the first I can remember the first black lieutenant I seen after I'd been in the Army over a year, almost 2 years. Uh-huh. And when I left Europe and went to the Philippines, there was a black lieutenant. And I said, wow, I never thought I'd see one, you know.
Did he get along okay, the black lieutenant? He get along okay with, I'm sure he did with the black troops, but how about the white? Did he have any
problems? We didn't have, we were all black outfit, company, and just three officers, white officers.
Okay.
And then this black lieutenant came. Okay. One of the white officers left.
Okay.
He was transferred. And
when did you come back to Fernandina? Middle 40s, I guess.
I came back in, after the war.
Okay.
And I came back in 46.
Okay.
I came back home in 46.
Okay.
And I stayed home just a couple of days because all the friends I used to have here looked like they were gone or so far advanced ahead of me and everything. And I seen so many strangers here. I said, I gotta leave this town.
It wasn't, where did you go?
I went, my grandmother happened to be here at that time.
Okay.
On my mother's side. And she said, why don't you come down on Boca Grand Island?
Okay.
And spend a few days. I said, fine. And I went down there. And I stayed about 4 or 5 days. And my granddaddy said to her, well, you want a job here? I said, yeah. And I stayed on that island 5 years, working for the railroad. My granddad was my supervisor.
Isn't that something? Okay. Were you married at the time?
No.
Have you ever been married?
The same wife.
Okay. All right. When were you married?
I was married in 57.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have children?
Yes, I have. We have total of six children.
Six children.
Yeah.
Okay. Are they still around here?
Yes, they're around.
Yeah.
No further than Jacksonville.
Isn't that something where you see a lot of them?
The thing, how my wife and I got married, we went to my granddad's funeral. And when we came back from the funeral, I said, since we already dressed, let's go get married. She thought I was kidding.
Uh-huh.
And I drove around on the Kingland, Georgia, and we got married.
Isn't that wonderful? I think that's great. That's great. And you have six children.
Yeah.
I think that's terrific. When did you learn to read?
Oh, I started school early.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
And I used to love to read the newspaper.
Okay.
So that's where I...
This is the Pittsburgh paper you're talking
about? No, my daddy used to take the Time Union ever since I can remember.
Okay.
And another one used to be a weekly paper.
Was it?
Chicago Defender, I think,
yes.
Something
okay,
like
that's
that.
A black paper.
Came no.
From, wasn't it?
It was, okay. It was another paper we used to get. Sunday American News or something like that,
okay.
But a lot of funnies would be
okay,
in it.
Okay, you like the funnies.
And, yeah. I still like them.
Do you remember specifically, other than the Pittsburgh paper, black papers that you used to enjoy? Were there some from here or from Jacksonville?
It was a little one in Jacksonville, but I never did. I never cared too much about it.
Okay, okay. Did you have electricity and running water when you were a youngster?
We had running water. We had a faucet. It was outside. And I can tell you a funny story about that.
All right.
My mother, a salesman, could sell her anything. She bought a radio and a standing electric lamp.
Okay.
And our house wasn't even wide. And I think that lamp wore out in the corner and was never turned on.
Well, that is a funny story. Well, now, when did you get electricity in your house?
Probably in the probably in 40 or 41.
Before you went into the Army?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, we had electric. I remember who did the wiring.
Do you?
Yeah, he was one of the leading black carpenters here. It wasn't but two.
Okay.
And Willie Ray.
Willie Ray.
Yeah.
Is he related to Mercedes Ray?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's. Tell me how things were after you got electricity in your house. Did it make a big difference?
Well, at least we didn't have to use kerosene lamps to read by at night, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We'd sit up there and burn all that kerosene out the lamps, and my daddy would be mad about it because we'd keep the lamps on most of the night.
Uh-huh.
I was reading the comic books. I used to love them.
Okay. Did you ever hear any of your family, the older members of your family, grandparents, ever talk about the Seminoles? And I'll tell you why I ask that question, because the blacks and the Seminoles were very close. They intermarried, they fought together, they lived together. Did you ever hear any discussions?
Well, I've known that on my father's side, they were mixed with a lot of Indian.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did they ever talk much about that?
They probably, but during that time, when I went around there, when adults was talking, you didn't get in on that conversation. You didn't, you know, you had to go out and play, which was all right with us.
Yeah.
But never discussed too much of that in our presence.
Okay, all right, okay. When you were a youngster, did you play with white kids?
Oh, yes.
Didn't make any difference long as
didn't make any difference.
Okay.
Who was the best ball player?
Did boys and girls play together?
No, not really. No. Sometime after school, but
pretty much girls and boys.
Huh? Yeah, we didn't.
Did you have any pets when you were a kid?
I've always had dogs.
My
dog catcher used to catch dogs. And used to pass by my house going to the city dump to kill them.
Yeah.
If he had one he thought was pretty good dog, he'd drop him off to my mother's house. One time we had 17 dogs he dropped off to my mother's house.
My gosh.
And my mother loved them all, and I love dogs as today.
Yeah. How did you find the money to feed all those dogs?
They ate from the table.
Okay. They were part of the family.
They were part of the family. Yeah. You didn't buy dog food like you do now.
Yeah.
Thing like that. They just ate what we eat.
Yeah. Right. When you and your friends were playing together, how far away from home were you allowed to go?
I used to go to the city dump. On Saturdays, we all had air rifles later on. My Uncle Lim used to buy them for me every Christmas. And we used to love to go hunting in the woods, and we'd go all out by the old city dump. And my brother, that's one of my biggest problems I got in the most trouble about. My mother, don't go to that dump. My brother, I'd try to get him to go so he wouldn't tell that I'm going. And he'd say, I'm going to the dump with you. I'm going. And he'd start going to the dump, and he'd stop and back up and say, I'm not going to tell you, can go ahead.
What would happen? What was your mother concerned about if you went to the dump?
My mother was she was the type, she was, looked like scared of a lot of things, so many things. Like, she'd tell us, watch out for the cars, and you wouldn't see a car for 2 hours. Run across the street.
Did you have a car in your family?
No, we didn't. My grandparents had an old car, as I can remember. They used to call it the struggle buggy. It was a struggle buggy to get it going.
Oh, that's interesting.
But my mother, she was scared of cars. Don't watch out for the car, my goodness.
Uh-huh. Were there any parts of town that white people didn't want blacks in that they, your mother or father told you not to go here or there?
I used to deliver papers and books and handbills all over this town,
yeah,
you know.
Okay, okay.
And I had no problem going nowhere, anywhere.
Okay, all right. Can you describe the community for me a little bit? How you think back about when you were growing up? What kind of a community was it? How big was it? What kind of, were they nice people? Were there some people that were bad? You know, what do you think about
it? Was a lot of good people here. And everyone tried to help one another. You know, if somebody see an empty lot and decide he want to put a little garden there, you know, if he start cleaning off, before you know it, there are 25 people in there with shovels and hoes and rakes and things cleaning off the spot for him. I guess they know every time when they walk by after he have a garden, if they want some peas, they could get them or something like that, you know.
Just help yourself.
Yeah.
Talk about babies when they're born. Were babies born at home?
Yeah.
And your mother, and were you born at home?
Yes, they had midwives.
Midwives,
yeah.
Okay. How about your children? Were they born at home or were they born in hospitals?
Mine was born in the hospital.
Okay.
My children. I have four stepchildren and two of my own.
Okay.
By my wife.
Okay.
But my two was born in the hospital.
Okay. All right.
I know.
Okay. Are you the oldest from your mother and dad?
No, I'm the youngest boy.
Okay, youngest boy.
And I'm older than my two sisters.
Okay, all right. Do you remember either of your sisters being born at home?
My oldest sister would pass. I don't remember her.
Okay.
No, I don't remember, but I do remember when my youngest sister was born. She was born on this little island I used to work on, Boca Grande.
Okay.
Yeah, I remember that.
Okay. She was assisted by a midwife, I guess?
It had to be, because they didn't have a doctor.
Yeah, yeah.
My grandmother also, she was good at that.
She was a midwife. She knew what a midwife should do.
Yeah, well, she knew what. She wasn't a midwife, but all the people who got sick on that island, they went to her, my grandmother.
Okay. Was there such a thing as a hospital around when you were growing up?
No, I remember when the hospital was built later on.
Okay. Then if somebody needed to go to the hospital, was there one in Jacksonville, or did they just get treated here the best they could?
Well, I remember when the mills first came here in the 30s, and looked like every half an hour you'd hear an ambulance going to the mill, pick up somebody.
Okay.
They didn't have no, I don't think they had safety rules during that time, you know, when they was constructing the mills. Jobs were so scarce, and you could be doing some unsafe act, working hard, you know, with something. If you didn't do it, somebody else was ready to take your place if you couldn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people got hurt to these mills.
Yeah. Before the mills were here, was there plenty of work for black people to do?
Only, it was around the shrimp dock, head and shrimp,
okay,
or working to the poultry plant.
Okay.
That was it.
Okay, okay.
So you could pull the heads off
the shrimp.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a bucket of shrimp about this high.
Uh-huh.
You get that bucket full, big water bucket, for 5 cents.
5 cents a bucket.
And it was some guys that had shrimp so fast, looked like they had machines in their hand.
Isn't that amazing? Did you ever do any pogie fishing?
I went, after I got out of service, I went 3 days. My cousin, I came back from New York. I lived up there a little while. Came back from New York, and I decided I wanted to do something. I wanted to get back out of town. My cousin happened to be here, and he was a captain on a pogie boat. And he said, "Why don't you come on down on the boat with me?" And I went, but every day I went out, I got seasick worse than ever.
Let me ask you about New York. Did you notice a big difference for black people in New York as opposed to here? Can you tell me some of the differences between the two?
Well, I'll tell you about my, I didn't stay very long in New York, but it wasn't what I like. I mean, I'm used to seeing people and waving hay or something like that, yeah. You know, and I caught myself doing it in New York. I said, wait a minute, that's wrong. Yeah. I mean, if people, anytime somebody come up to you and speak to you in New York, you better watch it. It's something, they after some way.
Okay, you know? Yeah, so you were on guard.
Yes.
You were on guard, okay, all right. What did you and your wife think about segregation?
Well, we knew it was here. We knew you couldn't sit downstairs in the theater. Mm-hmm. And you just knew it was. You go in the store, and you didn't have no problem. You go to the two merchant stores there in town, A.S. Allen and Pardon, and you didn't have no problem. You just go in there and you spend your money, buy what you want, and come out. I mean, that was it.
Did it bother you to have to sit upstairs or to go into a black toilet, or did these things bother you at all? Did segregation bother you? Did it?
Well, I thought that just was a way of life. Some things I see happening now, I say I never thought I would see this day, you know.
Yeah.
I never, so many things happen. Never thought I'd see black policemen. I never, especially a state trooper. I never thought in my days. I never thought I'd see the jobs what some of the guys have in the mills now. I never thought, because when I started out there, we only worked on the wood yard or janitors or yard labor.
Yeah, okay.
Never in the mill.
Yeah.
And it was such a different when I got in the mill. Oh boy, I can't describe that.
What were the differences when you got in the mill? Honey, are you okay over there? Okay.
When I got in the mill, it was so much difference. Every out there on the wood job, they would bring in a white guy who just come there, look like he come there walking, looking for a job. Raggedy, dirty. And they hire him, and then your supervisor tell you, Jack, this is Mr. So-and-so. I want you to take him around and show him the operation thing.
So that didn't seem right.
No, it didn't.
Yeah.
And then the next week, the same guy what you done carried around and showed everything, then he wants you to call him Mr. Too.
Well, then segregation did bother you.
Yes, it bothered me. Yeah. And that
wasn't fair.
Yeah,
was it?
It wasn't fair at all. And then he get advanced over me. You know, I know certain job this far as I'm be able to go.
Uh-huh. I see.
But then it changed.
Tell me about the change. When?
Well,
and how?
We brought
at the mill, right?
We brought a lawsuit, yeah.
Okay.
We brought a lawsuit against the mill.
Okay.
Everything was integrating and everything,
okay.
And we said it's time for us to do something.
Okay. Was this in the 50s?
No, that was later than that.
Later than that,
yeah.
Okay.
But we brought a lawsuit against the company. And I didn't think too much of it, you know. I hated to see young boys finishing high school have to leave town to find a job when there were so many jobs here.
Right here, yeah.
So that's what my concern was, trying to get them jobs.
Yeah.
You know.
When you said we, was there a union or?
We had a black union, all black union,
okay.
And a white union.
Okay.
And
so it was the black union that
it wasn't nothing because we'd had some guy what we elected to be president of our union. The first thing he'd do is he'd have three or four of his buddies always show up for a union meeting, and then they would after the union meeting they say, I'll make a motion that we they pick one of the buddies, him, and then they call him and ask him, how much is a fifth of Old Crow or something, whiskey, you know?
Yeah.
And he'd tell them how much it is, say, I'll make a motion, we give him that amount to sweep the floor.
Yeah,
or something like that.
Yeah.
And they kept the union broke, all the union broke, you know, and it didn't have no voice at all.
Mm-hmm.
We had a supervisor used to fire at least two men off our shift every week, just so he could keep fair in the shifts, keep them scared of him.
Okay. Jackie, back in 1954, the Supreme Court had a ruling that segregation was no longer allowed. It took many years after that to correct it.
Yeah.
But do you remember anything in 1954 about that? It was called Brown versus the School Board was the name. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Tell me what was going through your mind and how the black folks talked about that when they heard of it. Were they happy about it?
Well, they were happy about it, but they thought things was going to be the same and it would work out eventually, but they thought Pekai would be going to the all-black school, and they would bus going past our school going to theirs. We never thought we'd see a white kid come to Pekai.
Yeah.
At least I didn't.
Yeah, okay.
And,
was the NAACP active during that time? Do you remember anything good they were able to do or bad they did, or did they did people understand them?
Not long ago, they found a whole charter of the NAACP. Bernardino was one of the first ones they had. I mean, go way back, you know, this old charter they found there. And I don't know how much good it did, but...
Did they help the black union at all? Did you turn to them for advice?
Okay. No, we didn't. We just had our little union, and our union was just something we had to pay dues to. Our black union, it didn't do nothing
didn't
for
do
us.
Didn't do anything for
nothing.
You. Okay. Well, after 1954, things should have changed, and it took a while for things to change. Back. Some things haven't changed yet.
Yeah.
But did you vote?
I voted first time in 50. I voted in 51, thanks. I voted early.
Did you?
Yeah, I
did
didn't have no problem.
Did you have to pay a poll tax?
Mm-mm.
Didn't, okay.
I didn't have to. I would walk right in. And must have been, it's in the 50s I voted.
Uh-huh.
And I just walked right into Miss Struss and said, I want to vote. And she says, okay.
All right. So they didn't hassle you?
No.
Okay.
She's a very nice lady.
Okay.
Miss Struss, I remember her.
Well, after the Brown versus School Board in 1954, do you remember any changes taking place in the way black people were treated? Just things were just the same, huh?
Just the same. We had a... Old Town always, to me, was fully integrated.
Okay.
In other parts of town, we had blacks living on right off the corner of Ash and 7th Street, heading south side. We had blacks living up there. And
I was talking to Myveen the other day. Is that the way she pronounces her name, Myveen?
Yeah.
And she was telling me there was a black business district somewhere around where the steakhouse is, 1878 Steakhouse is now. Do you remember an area in Fernandina that was pretty much black business?
I remember. What I remember is we had a black little stoves on the corner, you know. Miss Cora Stays had a stove for years.
But they weren't all in one section.
They were scattered all over the place.
Okay.
It might have been somewhere up on north side of 2nd Street with black businesses.
Okay.
Yeah. That's an area where I wasn't allowed to go on 2nd Street.
Can you tell me why?
Well, 2nd Street was noted as a, what you would say now is a red light district.
Okay. Okay.
It was pretty rough.
Yeah, okay, okay.
The Pogie Fishermen's and thing would be hanging around there, you know, and whatnot.
Seamen from the ships and so forth. Were you afraid of the law at ever? Did you have fear of the policeman, the sheriff?
One policeman around here, he was noted for, he was pretty bad. Big, fat policeman.
He's, don't need to mention his name, but tell me how, you say he was bad, can you tell me what kinds of things he did?
A lot of time we'd go, my mother would send me to the store to order our groceries on Saturday night, go to the grocery store, and he would see teenagers coming uptown on Saturday night or something like that, and he was noted to want to kick you or something like that. He was mean.
Yeah, okay. Was he a city policeman? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But he got it in the end. He met the wrong lady.
Okay.
There was a lady around here had a reputation, was noted to cut you. She kept her knife at all time and she would cut.
Was she black or white?
She was a black woman.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And she had a reputation of she would cut you, and she cut him. Had all his intestines out, I heard.
Did that kill him?
It didn't kill him, but I think it
stopped him.
It stopped him from the police force.
Yeah.
This lady, she was so bad, till she came to our house and just moved right in. My daddy was scared to tell her to get out. My mother was scared. She stayed there about a couple of weeks to our house. She stayed till she got ready to go.
Yeah, she lived around town, though.
Yeah.
She wasn't from out of town.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, she was related to some good people here in this town, you know. But she had a... Nobody bothered her.
What do you remember about your folks saying about Abraham Lincoln?
Well, I guess I read more about Abraham Lincoln than they did. Looked like...
Was he a hero for you?
Yes.
Do you remember discussions about his...
In school.
Yeah, his Emancipation Proclamation?
In school, we'd read about Lincoln and hear about him.
Mm-hmm. What other people were heroes in your mind as you go back in your memory?
Well, I like sports figures.
Okay.
Yeah. Joe Louis was my hero.
Okay.
And
I understand he was at American Beach at one time.
Yeah.
Do you know that?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I didn't see him, though, but I wish I had.
Uh-huh.
but Joe Louis. And
what do you think about Jackie Robinson when he broke into baseball?
Oh, man. I still love baseball. That's my favorite sport.
Uh-huh.
And when he broke in, that's when we used to listen at ball games on the radio way before he came in. Okay. When we were going to school, we had Pierce lunch period or something like that. We could go over to this house right across the street from the Peckeye School. This guy, young fella, built a house. He was working to Rainier and going to school. He built a house, and when he'd leave his house open, never had to worry about locking it, and we'd go in there and listen at the ball game on the radio to his house.
Okay.
And sometimes we'd all chip in and bring things to eat, cook.
Uh-huh.
We'd cook to his house, clean up after we mess up,
uh-huh,
and always left him some.
Okay.
And he could tell you today, he's living today, he'll tell you today, he never missed nothing from his house.
That's wonderful. Maybe later on I can talk to you about his name. Maybe he'd like to visit.
Well, I could tell you about him. He's Louis William.
Louis William.
He run the barbecue place out on the beach there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But he'll tell you today that he never missed nothing out of his house.
Isn't that wonderful? That's great. Well, how are we doing, honey?
You've got about 5 more minutes.
5 more minutes, then we'll take a rest, and then I'm going to let you ramble, talk about any of these people you want to talk about. Let me see if there's anything else I wanted to ask you on the... Did you have enough money to make it, you and your wife, when you were first married? Were you able to...
Yeah, I was working the container.
Was she working?
Yeah, she was working at Miss Susan Hardy. As the maid.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Suzanne Hardy.
Yeah.
Who's right here at the museum. Okay.
Oh, and I think she's the most wonderful person I've ever met.
Delightful person.
Oh, yeah. My goodness.
Yeah.
I can think of so many things. She, when we first moved in my house there, I had a Jim Walters house built, and we first moved in there. We didn't even have those separate rooms, you know. I bought a little two-burner kerosene stove to cook on. We didn't have a refrigerator, and she gave us a refrigerator.
Roughly what year? This must have been in the 50s, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
Okay. Did you own that house, or did you?
I bought it, yeah.
Did you have a mortgage on it?
5-year deal.
Okay.
And I paid for it in 3.5 years.
Wonderful. That's great. Mm-hmm. Are you still in the same house?
Yes.
Are you?
And I had some more added to it, and brick.
Uh-huh.
And that was another 5-year mortgage.
Uh-huh.
And I paid for that early.
Was it hard for a black person to get money for a mortgage in those days?
I just went down to First Fernandina Federal, and wasn't no problem. I've never had no problem getting
what you need.
What I need.
Yeah.
I remember I wanted some furniture in my house, and I went over to Jacksonville to Sears Roebuck. Well, they asked me, did you have credit? I had never credit nothing. And I said, no, I don't know. I didn't know nothing about debts or nothing.
Yeah.
And I said, I don't know. And then I thought about it. I said, wait a minute, I got a television set from England Furniture Company.
Uh-huh.
And so he said, well, we'll call them. So they called Pete Ingram and asked him, say, we got a fellow over there named Delaney and he wants some furniture. And Mr. Ingram told him, say, let him have anything he wants. And if he don't pay you, I will.
Isn't that wonderful?
I thought that was...
That's wonderful.
Yes.
Good. Let's talk a little bit about the Delaney family.
Uh-huh.
I mentioned
before you start on the family,
okay.
I'd like to turn the tape.
Okay, all right. And those kids are, I was going to ask you about the Delaney family. We're recording now? Okay.
Yes, you are.
I mentioned to you one time that I'd found out that Henry Delaney was a slave that came from St. Mary's, Georgia, and he came over here, and Father Thackera befriended him, and then he... What kinds of things can you tell me about the Delaney family as far back as you can remember, and maybe even today?
It was a long time before I ever heard about that one, Bishop Delaney, you know, leaving here and everything. Because only Delaney's I know, the ones here.
Okay.
And we had a huge family here, Delaney's.
Okay.
And they were well-respected people. And,
okay.
It was a lot of fun around to their house. My aunts used to play the piano, and a lot of people used to be there all the time. It was just like a picnic going there, around there to that house.
What do you know exactly? Are you the great-great-grandson or great-great-great-grandson? Have you ever tried to figure out how you related to Henry Delaney?
No, not really.
Okay.
I read the book and everything.
The two sisters?
Yeah. In fact, they called me from Jacksonville. They want to interview me.
Okay.
But I told them that there wasn't a lot I could tell because I only met the two sisters about 17, 18 years ago.
Did you go up to New York?
Yeah. I went up there to visit an uncle.
Okay.
And he carried me to visit them.
Isn't that wonderful? I bet they enjoyed that.
Yeah, I enjoyed it too.
Yeah.
Beautiful place they had up there and everything.
Yeah.
But I didn't know too much about them before.
Okay. All right.
Because, as I say, we always had a big family here, and it was enough of them here to go around.
Okay. Okay. Well, I tell you what, let's finish off by, you had a list of people you wanted to talk to me about or things.
Well, I name a few people that I'd like to see remembered here, you know.
Okay, all right.
They brought a lot of memories to me.
Okay, well, take your time. You had it.
I had it a minute ago. But, this must be it here.
Okay.
Yeah. I remember one of these men, the CC camp was responsible for three men I know, or more, coming here from different camps. I don't know, they heard that there was jobs, mills was to open
looking
up.
Looking for people.
Yeah, and they wind up coming here.
Okay.
And these three names I got is, turned out to be pretty good. One was Joe Harden. He was a deacon of First Missionary Baptist Church.
Joe Harden. Okay.
Yeah. And Clarence Harvey. Clarence. He's still living, and he's a deacon at First Missionary Baptist Church.
Okay.
And Louis Faison. He's a deacon at Church of God.
Okay.
By faith. So we didn't do so bad from the CC camp.
Okay.
Yeah.
They worked for the CC people. And
not here, but they did work for the CC.
And then they came here.
Yeah.
After they worked for CCC or while they were...
Or they was disbanding or whatever.
Okay. And so they just put their roots down.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Lewis, he was the first black to get on radio, had a radio program here. You know, and everybody used to listen to him.
Was there a station here?
Yeah,
a radio?
Station came later, and he was on it.
Was it a black station?
No.
Oh, okay.
But he had a spot on it.
Okay.
And I'd always love to remember Mr. Samuel. He had a huge farm out there, and when the mill came, they bought all that land where his house was and
old town.
Yeah, and his farm was.
Okay.
In the CC camp, when they came, they stopped camping out where his other farm was, so they just wiped him out. But everybody Nobody went hungry around here. All they had to do was go out to Mr. Samuel Farm.
He'd give them food.
He'd give them food. He was just a good man. And here's one here. He used to get a paper from me every week. I would try to avoid him because I couldn't say no to any adult. If he asked for a paper, and I'll say I'll pay you next week or something like that, I know he wasn't going to pay me.
Yeah.
And that was my profit.
But you still gave it to him.
I had to. I didn't have no choice. Yeah. If he said give it, if he told my mother I wouldn't let him have a paper.
He was a black gentleman.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And he would never pay me. Never. And this lady here who was the midwife around town, everyone in town knew her furniture piece by piece. They'd say, because she moved from one house to another. She'd moved so many times till she'd move in the same house two or three times. But she never stayed in the house a week. She had to go. She had to move.
How was she able to do that?
I don't know.
They said it had to cost her money.
I don't know.
Yeah, okay. But she
maybe she just stayed in the house a week and they didn't pay and then she had to go. But she'd wind up going back to that house. We had a little house. She moved in that little house what we had. She stayed in there. She moved out. No reason at all. She came back and moved in again when it was empty.
Was she a good lady?
Yeah, she was the midwife around here.
Oh, okay.
Miss Maylow.
Okay.
And the lady who was the physician to all the black people around here. If people got sick, they went to Miss Amanda Mitchell.
Amanda Mitchell. Was she a bona fide doctor?
No.
But she just knew how
she
to
She knew those home remedies and everything. And she could really put out some news when something happened to somebody. Boy, she'd come to our house in the rain. Carol, I just want to tell you.
And Carol was your mother?
My mother.
Okay.
And she didn't have no phones, but she would get the news and she could bring it around so fast, faster than the phone could.
Now, how about telephones? When do you first remember your folks having a telephone? They didn't have one in the beginning, I don't think.
No.
Do you remember?
I don't know. I was in my house, I think, when phones came much later.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, after the war, when you and your wife.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. You didn't have a phone.
No, we didn't have.
But they were around, but you couldn't afford
them?
Yeah,
we didn't. In fact, we didn't know too many other people had them, so we didn't get one, We couldn't call them.
Sure. Mm. Yeah, okay. We were together somewhere, probably one of our little meetings at St. Peter's one night, and we were recounting a poem or two, or can you share a couple of those with me?
The Paul Laurence Dunbar poems.
I don't remember, but they were fun. You
not round to the old homestead. My aunt is what I can understand. She knew him, knew of him, or something like that. But she met him, Paul Laurence Dunbar. I believe that's what I've always heard or something like that. And she had a stack of these books of his poems. And we always used to have something to pick our school, little programs during the day, and then the children would want to recite one of these poems, so I'd bring these books. So that's what I wind up giving all of them away, most of them.
I see.
And I only have one left for myself. But I remember a couple of these poems, some of it.
Yeah, okay.
Some of it Johnny, you stop that noise. You just done got like Lucy's boys. Just because I'll let you go out and play, you think that you must act that way. Old man Henry's boys is good. They is always out of chopping wood. But you are getting just most too stout, just because I always turn you out. I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to get a little job for you. I'm going to have you buying meat and lard, because I get tired working hard. That's all I can remember that.
I think that's wonderful.
And about the other one, about the doctor. When you get all down with ills, here come the doctor with a bag of pills. He enters your room with a pleasant smile and say, you'll recover after a while. He give you a shot of 606, then he leave you in an awful fix. He may come back in a day or two with something else prepared for you. He know his medicine cannot kill your ills, but you are helping to pay his bills. An undertaker on the sly, ask old doc, will you soon die? Doc, tell him you just be calm, and this man body you will embalm.
That's wonderful. Now, another story you told one night was about the ox. Was it the ox man?
The ox man?
Yeah.
Yeah, he used to come on our porch.
Why did they call him the ox man?
He had an ox.
Okay.
And I got a postcard of him and that ox.
Okay.
Oh, nah. But he used to come there and sit on the porch. Everybody used to stop at one time or another to my mother's porch and sit on there. And he'd, one day he just reach in my pocket and grab my comb out my pocket. Lend me your comb, I want to scratch these bugs up my eyebrows. And I said, oh no.
But did that ox pull a wagon?
Yeah.
What did he
would gather swill, go around the people's houses and gather swill for his hogs.
Okay.
I think he had some hogs.
Okay. Now you mentioned your mother's porch. What street was that on?
That's on the corner of 11th and Beach Street.
11th and Beach.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where you grew up?
Yeah.
Until you went off to the service?
Well, I was born in the little house next to it.
Okay.
But I grew up in both houses.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. Do you remember any other people like the Oxman that were different?
Characters? Yes.
Yeah.
There was a guy here named Bunny Baker.
Bunny Baker.
He, when they paid off the World War I bonus, he took his bonus money and bought him one of these little soapbox racing derby cars.
Okay.
He bought that and two goats, and had them hooked up to the pull him rod. And it was a funny thing. His goats would get away and get loose, you know, and everybody in town looked like we chasing Bunny's goats. Nobody had no jobs to do. They'd see Bunny goats and they'd take off behind the goat. Well, people be running like the Keystone Cops, you know, at these goats. Oh, boy.
Any more of those kinds of good folks you can remember?
I remember some of the people here that I'd like to see mentioned.
Okay.
Oh, we'd have Peter Hooper used to come to the Peckeye School.
Okay.
And we'd be so happy to see him come to Ferndina because he'd put on a free show for us at the school.
Okay.
That means class would turn out and we'd go in the auditorium and see him. He was a magician.
Okay.
And a good one.
And did he come from Jacksonville or?
Right here.
Oh, right here.
Yeah. And he'd put on these magic shows and then that'd be his advertisement to come and see him. Later on that night, he'd sell tickets, you know.
Where would he play? If you bought a ticket, where would you go to
right
see him?
Right to our Peckeye School Auditorium.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
And, man, I've always wanted him to put me to sleep, hypnotize me, because I didn't believe it. But he never would pick me, he'd always pick someone else.
Okay. Yeah.
But we used to love to see him come here. And, I think about old lady out there in Old Town, Miss Georgia Floyd. She had, everybody had those outdoor toilets.
Okay.
Hers always was the cleanest toilet she ever been in. Looked like the floor was wax, you know.
Uh-huh.
And people used to get a pleasure going to her toilet. Old time.
Now that reminds me of a question to ask you. When you were growing up, you had an outhouse outside?
Yeah, we had running water.
Did
we
you?
Had a pool chain.
Okay, but it was outside the house?
It was outside.
Okay, okay.
And most of the people, and if you had a one with two seats in it, in that half moon cutting aside, you was a big shot.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah.
Boy. Anything else you've got there? This is great stuff.
Not like no. We had a couple of people used to run wood yards here in Fernandina. Wood yards, you know. People burn wood during that time, you know.
Okay, okay.
Fireplace and whatnot.
Okay.
But there was one deal on 9th Street, John Ingham.
He sold wood.
He sold wood.
Okay.
And he also cleaned a few cars for certain people. He used to clean cars for,
mm-hmm.
but he was a big man around here. He'd have a cigar, never would be no bigger than that, stuck in the side of his mouth, you know. And people looked up to people who had a steady income, steady money coming in around here, you know.
Okay.
Like the moonshine dealers, they were looked up to too around here.
Was there a lot of moonshine around?
Yes.
Made it out in the county somewhere?
It was made right out. Some moonshine still was made out. It was one right out where the high school is.
I see. If you
there wasn't nothing but woods out there.
Yeah. That's right. If you wanted to buy moonshine, were the people in town selling it?
Oh, yeah.
In town.
Almost just as many moonshine dealers as it was. We had quite a few of them here.
Yeah.
My uncle, my Uncle Lem, he used to stop to this place. He used to drive the truck for Standard Hardware, and he'd hop out the truck to this shine house. Before the truck stopped running, he'd hop out and run in there and get him they call it a nickel bumper.
Okay.
He'd get that bumper.
Okay.
And he'd hop back in the truck still running. I've seen him do it many times.
You call it a shine house.
Yeah, moonshine.
Okay, yeah.
Now,
everybody knew where they were?
Oh, yeah.
Police didn't bother them?
Never.
Yeah.
Never.
Okay. All right.
Everybody knew where they were.
Yeah. It was just a way of life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So,
can you think of anything else that you might want to tell me here that would be of interest? The further back you can go, the better.
Mm-hmm.
Were you a happy kid?
Oh, yeah. I didn't have sense enough to be nothing but happy. I just love to play all the time and go away from home,
uh-huh.
you know. And I just like to see just how far I could go. When I went out to South Fernandina, that was just like going in another town to me. You know, it looked like it seemed so far away.
Did you ever get out to the Harrison Plantation?
My wife was raised out
was
there.
Was she raised out
yeah.
there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes, her granddaddy was a caretaker out somewhere out there.
Would her granddaddy may have been a slave?
I don't know.
Yeah.
But he originally came here from South Carolina, I think.
I see. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Jackie, I tell you, I've enjoyed this tremendously. This has just been great. If there's anything else you want to tell me.
Well,
be glad to.
I just.
You didn't finish your list yet.
Oh, we had our undertaker, Sam Brown.
Sam Brown?
Sam Brown at Undertaker Parlor. Yeah.
Okay.
It's on 9th Street.
Okay.
And he also he was dealing a little moonshine too.
Okay. Okay.
That's where my uncle used to go all the time. And, yeah.
Well, I have a question for you. Do you remember the Good Shepherd Church over behind St. Peter's? They used to call it the church down the hill, and the people, the Good Shepherd used to call the new St. Peter's the church up the hill.
I've heard of it, but I don't. The only one I remember was the little black church used to be down in that.
Yeah, that's Good Shepherd.
That's it.
Yeah, and they condemned that church in 1960, something. They tore it down.
They tore it down. I remember that.
Yeah.
I remember those high steps to go up. I've never been in it, but I've been around it. Okay. Yeah, I remember it.
Yeah, okay. You don't remember anything special about it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I've always was First Baptist.
Yeah.
All my mother people from Old Town, they were Catholics out there.
I see.
And when she moved in and married my daddy, came in town.
She a Catholic?
My mother was a Catholic. He wasn't. He was Episcopal.
Yeah, okay. And, did she remain a Catholic or did she?
No, when she came uptown, all the people during that time, the church used to have things, different things, you know,
programs,
bazaars, selling things, you know, and they would be having so much fun until she went to First Baptist. And that's when she became a Baptist.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Are your parents buried around here?
Yeah.
Out
there. Boscobel.
Boscobel, okay.
Yeah.
Is that where most black people were buried?
Yeah.
Okay. They say there are some cemeteries out toward the Harrison Plantation. Franklintown?
Yeah, Franklintown out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know anything about those cemeteries?
I've heard about them. I've heard some blacks are buried out there.
Yeah, okay. Well, Jackie, I think this has just been great. Honey, you can turn the machine off now. It'll be a week.